My name is Alex Brewster, and this is my study titled Outcomes of Isolated Distal Thrombosis Managed with Serial Compression Ultrasonography. I decided to conduct this research because of the lack of consistent guideline recommendations and high certainty evidence regarding the management of isolated distal deep vein thrombosis, or IDDVT. Current evidence-based consensus guidelines give different recommendations regarding IDDVT management, and some recent randomized controlled trials do not demonstrate a clear benefit of treatment with anticoagulants. Given this unclear benefit of anticoagulants and the known risk of bleeding, watchful waiting strategies such as serial compression ultrasonography, or CUS, may be appropriate alternatives. We conducted a retrospective observational study using data from the University of Utah Health System. The objective of our study was to describe outcomes of untreated IDDVT managed with serial compression ultrasound monitoring and to identify any significant differences between the group that experienced the outcome and the group that didn't. We followed patients for 30 days to determine if they met our composite outcome of proximal clot extension or the initiation of anticoagulant treatment. We separated patients into two groups based on outcome status. We used standard descriptive and inferential statistics to summarize patient characteristics within groups and to make comparisons across outcome groups. Only 53 subjects experienced the composite outcome, less than 30% of the overall study population. Of those, only 12 experienced proximal clot extension, whereas the rest initiated anticoagulant treatment. A history of VTE was significantly more common among those who experienced the composite outcome than those who did not. The p-value was less than 0.001 and the risk ratio was 2.87. The same was true in our subgroup analyses on the separate components of the composite outcome. Based on our results, we conclude that the majority of patients with IDDVT managed with serial ultrasound monitoring will not experience proximal clot extension or require anticoagulant therapy within 30 days. Furthermore, a history of VTE may be a useful surrogate marker for potentially unfavorable IDDVT outcomes.